Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Shelby Rose. President Trump is expected to land at Ellington Airfield this afternoon to attend a fundraiser for the Republican National Committee to help Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton in his race for the U.S. Senate. Trump is also scheduled to be at Johnson Space Center tomorrow to hand out awards to the crew of the Artemis II mission. The U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agent charged in a Minnesota immigration crackdown shooting will be released from custody this morning in Cameron County. A federal judge in Brownsville ruled that Christian Castro could not be held beyond the 90-day limit of his detention, clearing the way for his release. Hennepin County Attorney Mary Moriarty says Governor Greg Abbott is defending a wanted criminal.
I am told that Governor Abbott claims to be tough on crime. How exactly is he tough on crime by manipulating an extradition process that is supposed to be administrative? To protect a man who shot into a house with children inside.
She says Abbott will be to blame if Castro flees to Mexico, as he's indicated was his intent based on jailhouse phone calls. The Port of Houston is forecast to generate $1 trillion in economic impact in 2027, according to port officials. News 88.7's Tom Perumian reports.
America's largest seaport generated more than $980 billion in economic value across the U.S. last year. Port of Houston Chief Strategy Officer Candace Arminoff says the figure is expected to grow next year because of increased shipping.
I think we're kind of seeing an increase in all of our commodity groups, specific to grain and bulk.
Arminoff says expansion plans for the port, including new docks, will continue to grow the potential economic impact.
Our role is to be ready, and I think that we have to look forward to be ready for whatever comes our way.
According to Arminoff, 8 new container cranes are on order, with 10 more to come as the port invests in increasing the number of ships that will be calling on Houston in the coming years. I'm Tom Perumian, News 88.7.
The city of Houston will promise to not annex the Woodlands Township if a $50 million agreement is approved next week. The city would make the commitment in exchange for a series of payments over the next 3 years. Mayor John Whitmire says more than 110,000 residents of the Woodlands rely on city services, even if they don't want to be a part of Houston.
Our issues are flooding. Our public safety does not stop at our city limits, but we also understand the strong feelings of the Woodland Village.
Annexation is a big concern for unincorporated communities near Houston. Annexing Kingwood in 1996, despite strong opposition from many residents, the Texas legislature later required voters to approve annexations in a referendum. Police arrested one man and are searching for another after authorities say they crashed into a Conroe ISD school bus and ran. 16 students were on board. 2 suffered minor injuries. The school district says one suspect was carrying a firearm. That weapon has been recovered and the search continues.